This is the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. Trap comedy at its finest. Where if you can't slang yourself, you might as well hang yourself. This is also where you can turn yourself into dope and you become the real man. Whoa, yeah. All right. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. We're going to ask Robert Jr. to bring his thing down. I don't know. I guess he thought he was in a goddamn rap booth. Bring your whole thing down to where ours is right here. You see how it look? Okay. Now, and get your ass in the frame.
Hey, y'all. Yeah, hi, honey.
Yeah.
Hi, okay. Honey.
Now, Farouk, scoot over a little bit. And can you get me in here? We got everybody in here. Now we're looking good. The poet is not here this week. She had to take care of some business. So we have a young man today on the show, Robert Jr. You guys seen him before when his hair was a little bit different and he had on a different little outfit. But he has some things he wants to say. And, of course, we got the ghetto Googler, Farouk. And I'm your host, Mad Marv. So we want to remind you to subscribe to the YouTube channel, Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. It's free. Just press the little subscribe button. It's red, and that's what's going on. Welcome to another exciting edition. This is another Tuesday, and we're out of titties, tacos, and tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we want to kick it off real quick with Robert Jr. He had some...
Man, what's going on?
He had some stuff on his mind, and anybody that's been on my Facebook page, we put it up there because we really want to help the community. We really want people that have problems with in their relationships. If you want to talk about the sorry son of a bitch that you sleep with and share rent with and top ramen and a hamburger helper, and you just can't really get the communication out amongst each other, we're letting you know that you're welcome here on the lounge. You could come here and talk about them sorry sons of bitches, and maybe we can help your relationship. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to kick it off first with Robert Jr., because Robert Jr. has a problem. Now, we want to get right into it. What kind of problem are you having in your relationship, Robert Jr.?
Well, it ain't no more relationship as it used to be. Listen, man, I want to say one thing, man, and that's why I came on this show real quick. Maurice, Bargie, Ray, all y'all, man, I ain't never hit that girl, man. I put that on everything I love, man. I ain't never touched that girl. I did the best I could. I want you
now,
to
first
know.
Of all, hold on, Robert Jr. Now, the people out there, first of all, they don't know what the fuck you talking about. Okay?
They know.
So, start over again, and what is the problem that you're having in your relationship?
Well, listen, man, you know, we often get disassociated with people that we usually, you know, hang out with. But if you get isolated, there's a reason for that. And let me tell you something.
What fucking problem are you having in your relationship?
I'm trying to tell you. Sometimes we can get isolated in our relationships. And like I said, man, even with challenges that you got to go through, you know, with that type of thing, I did my job, man.
Are you still with the woman?
She know it. No, no.
So how long have y'all been apart?
Oh, it's been about 21 days.
21 days. And that sounds like recovery.
Well, they say that you can make or break any bad or good habit in 21 days.
You haven't been calling her.
He's off to a good start.
No, man, let me tell you what happened today, man. And like I said, before I go any further, man, I can't be too mad because her brother Maurice told me, man, stop fucking with her.
Her own brother told you that?
That'll tell you something right there.
Maurice...
You was looking for love in all the wrong places.
No, huh? What I was, man, I was actually what it was good for me, man. And I'm going to tell you.
Tell the people what happened first.
You know, tricks out there in the world, this is therapeutic for you, too. You know, for you trick stupid motherfuckers out there, you can learn something from this also.
Chief, now continue. Come here, girl.
So what happened, Robert Jr.?
Well, I hadn't seen her family in at least 4 or 5 years. But let me tell you what was odd. When I first met one of her, she got a great group of brothers and sisters.
We don't give a fuck. We want to know what the fuck happened.
Let me fucking talk.
You got to stop hitting the mic with your hand.
Okay, sorry about that. But what I was saying, man, she got a great group of brothers and sisters. And I met when I first went and met them about maybe 7 years ago. Uh-huh. she had a brother, or she has a brother named Gary. And when I first met him, we were out in the backyard having a good time. But he had this distant look, man. Like,
was he buff?
No, he's a nice looking guy. Got a great wife and everything. Great home. What I aspired to get when I first saw it.
Do you think the shit out of me? Do you think you could take
him? I'm still getting my house.
Huh? Do you think you could take him?
Oh, man. No, I'm not trying to hurt him.
I'm just asking.
Nobody.
Can he kick your ass?
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know. They're not like that kind of family, man. They're a nice group of people. It's just Edie. God damn, man. I should have listened, man.
Didn't this motherfucker say he wasn't going to mention her name?
I know it, man. I can just go on my
mind. So now what we know is Robert Jr., for those of you out there that don't know what the hell he's talking about, Robert Jr. was, from what I gather from what he was saying, was with this woman named Edie that has a great group of family.
Great
group. And for some reason, he's no longer with her, and he's bitter. So we want to know.
I never said I was bitter. I'm good with not being with her.
Okay.
I mean, this is where I'm at, baby.
He's just venting right now.
What
if
I'm
you
saying,
don't stop no, pointing your goddamn finger in my face like I did something wrong to you, man.
What I'm saying is, man.
Can you speak into the mic and just tell the people what happened?
Man, will you let me talk? Shit.
Talking to the mic,
man. Man, that's what I was. Man, these niggas, man.
Robert, talking to the mic. Yeah.
Listen, what I want
to. They
want to
hear you, too.
Right.
We can hear you. But if you don't talk into the mic, they can't hear you.
They can't hear you.
Okay. Can y'all hear me? It's Robert.
They say yes.
What I'm saying is that you can't always look at something being done to you. You got to look at it being done for you. I wish I would have listened to her older brother. Great dude. But I didn't. But what I'm saying is, with all the challenges that was thrown at me, man, let me tell you something, man. Them weapons, man, turned into contracts and getting shows.
So what the fuck happened between you and this woman?
Oh, man.
She must be a big old girl.
No, she's an average chick.
Because you scared to talk about her like she's going to beat your ass or something.
No, man, it's not that, man. She came to my job today, man. Oh, man.
Wait, where you work at, Robert Jr.?
Well, from here. Well, shit, I might as well tell everybody now, man. I'm way up in West L.A., man. Y'all need any home improvements, just go ahead and holler at Corey Banks. We offer
free. I thought you worked at the mortuary because you dressed like an undertaker.
Man, why are you over there trying to roast a nigga, man?
I didn't dress you.
Oh, okay, nigga. He's going down.
I didn't go to his house and say, hey, man, you on the radio, dressed like a fucking undertaker.
Yeah, anyway.
So she comes up to your job fucking with you.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so what you do about that?
Got in my car and drove off as fast as I could.
Uh-huh. So now, how was the home life? Now, does this woman, is she a church? Don't hit the mic. That's probably why she broke up with your ass. That's probably why she broke up with your ass. Because you don't listen. So listen.
No, nigga, now you
know. How was the relationship?
To the mic, Robert. You
how was the relationship the mic, at the man. House between you guys?
Well, I mean, in the beginning.
Describe one day. You come home.
Man, you talk too motherfucking much, man.
Because this is the comedy lounge and it's a talk show.
Talk into the mic.
I'm trying to look at this nigga and talk to him at the same time.
Okay, describe one day at the house when you come home with this woman. How'd it go?
Man, let me tell you something, man. She, in the beginning, was we had a great home life. Mm-hmm. She did me and I did her. That's all we did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd gotten such in the habit of just going to work every motherfucking day.
Right.
And that's what I do now. I don't do nothing but that. And I just came home, and that's what we did in the beginning, man. But all of a sudden, we had business partners, man, and dogs.
And you had business partners in the house?
Huh?
You had business partners in the house?
I didn't have a business partner. She did. I thought I was her business partner.
So was she a sweet girl the whole time?
In the beginning.
Okay, so what we want to know is what happened when it got bad? Like, what caused you guys to break up? Was it your fault, Robert?
I'm at work all fucking day. How can it be my fault, Marvin?
So it was hers?
Shit happens, you know. In the beginning, we was more like Sonny and Cher, but then in the beginning, after that, it was like that movie, what's called, What's Love Got to Do
With It? Hey, shit, they broke up too, man. Yeah. So, I mean,
But what I'm saying is that I don't have no remorse about it. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't look at it like she did something to me, because she really did something for me.
Okay.
Because it raised my black ass up, because before I met her,
right.
I was not fucking responsible worth a fuck. All I was thinking about was just trying to rob a motherfucker, shoot a motherfucker, and get me some quick money. But when she came into my life, let me tell you something, baby. I said, before my mom and daddy leave this world, uh-huh. I'm going to make them proud. I'm going to make them proud of their baby boy. Oh, Larry, I got something for your ass.
Who is Larry? Who is Larry?
Larry Dale, God damn it, I've been kicking his ass since he was, since I was 18.
Now, what does he have to do with the relationship?
Oh, every fucking thing. He the one that got all shit all fucked up. He been doing that every
was season. He hitting her?
No, man, that's, no, hell no, man.
Well, what was Larry doing?
Oh, I shouldn't even brought this shit up, man. Look, man, I ain't going to even talk about that. What I'm saying is, generally, mm-hmm. is that I can be grateful more than I can be hateful. And let me tell you, man,
that
the
was
reason
tight.
Why I'm saying that, because I know I'm an eagle. All I had to do was spread my wings, let her go do what she
What kind of eagle? A bald eagle?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. That would explain his haircut. Now, if you want to ask Robert Jr. anything, call in at 323-293-3375 so we can find out what really went on between Robert and his woman in this relationship, because maybe it could help somebody else. Because far as I can comprehend right now is Robert worked and she was at home. And in the beginning, she was good. And I don't know what the fuck Larry had to do with any of this shit. You know what I'm saying? But we want to know exactly what happened. What kind of woman was she or whatever? So if you have anything to ask or discuss, or even question the bald eagle here, give us a call at 323-293-3375. Now, Farouk, what are you
I'm going to keep all my remarks when he's feeling venting and all of that type mm-hmm. of stuff about the whole situation, man. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to have a real man talk here about, you know, feelings, emotions, all kind of shit.
From what you have heard already, Farouk, do you know what the hell is going on in his relationship?
Well, no, I still don't know, because we only hearing one side of the story, you know. But in all truth, you know, I think basically what he's mm-hmm. trying to say is sometimes you don't go through things, you grow through things.
That's mm-hmm. what I'm saying.
You know, so that's his point, you know, that I'm trying to listen to. But out here in America, you got to make a real affirmative decision about yourself. Is somebody else's happiness with you going to be your misery? So you got to make a decision for yourself, man. When you're tired of being sick and tired, is when you get up off of your ass and you make your decision. Now, if you're holding on to the thought that they're going to change, one day they're going to get what I'm trying to tell them, or, you know, you see all of this that I'm doing to show you that I love you, honey.
I need a trophy. And,
man, leave all that bullshit alone, man. I mean,
because you can do it. You can do it like I do it. I don't really have time now to walk anybody through anything or hold their hand.
Like a stubborn-ass mule.
Right. I feel that if you don't know what's going on, you can just get out the car. The other night, I was in the car. Well, not the other night, but I remember this one time. It was a while back. I was in the car. I picked up a young lady. She got in the car. You know what I'm saying? She was a young lady of ill repute, a young lady of the night, if you will. You know
lady
what I'm saying?
Lady of leisure.
A lady of leisure. Let's just keep it like it was. You know what I'm saying? So she got in the car. I just pulled a Johnson out, right?
Oh,
so, yeah, I didn't have time to talk.
Yeah, okay. She was a liaison of pleasure.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I just pulled a Johnson out. So she looked at me and she said, "You want me to suck your dick?" I said, "Well, it ain't going to suck itself." So what I'm saying is you got to get right to the point sometime. I didn't have time to have a conversation with this motherfucker. We on Figueroa. Nigga, there's cops everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So if you know what you're going to do as a man, you can run your shop. We about to go to commercial. We're going to be right back on the Comedy Lounge with Robert Jr., Farouk, and we're going to have our regular in-house.
Somebody call in to get this nigga a hug.
Yeah, oh, man, I don't need no motherfucking hug from no one of you niggas, man. I can hug my motherfucking self.
Oh,
man, I knew you niggas going to do that, man.
We're going to commercial. We'll be right back.
I knew you was going to do that shit.
Okay, and we're back from commercial, and we have Al has just joined us once again. So he's totally missed out on the first portion where we was trying to find out what's going on in the relationship that has just suddenly been terminated between Robert Jr. and his woman. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to find out what happened, not in esoteric terms or vague terms, but we just want you to somehow tell us what the fuck
is going on
happened between you and this woman.
Oh, man.
In 2 minutes.
Oh, no, I'm going to need more than that.
God damn
it. It's not going to happen in just 2 minutes, man. Like I said, man, you got to look at what was done for you and not to you. You know, don't get
what the fuck happened
man,
to God your
damn,
ass?
Man, I don't need to tell you all that. No,
this is a talk show. We want to know what happened.
Well, what I'm saying is I'm trying to generalize what our relationship
don't generalize
is.
Shit.
I don't, what I'm saying is, hey, look, man, I'm trying to keep it tactful because, like I said.
This ain't a tactful show.
Oh, I knew.
Talking to the mic, Robert. Into the mic, Robert.
I knew I shouldn't have did this show with this nigga, man. I knew he was going to clown a motherfucking man. I told him I was.
What happened? Did y'all get into a fight?
No, we
don't. Is that why you got them fucking shades
on? No, no. See, I that's one thing. I've never, ever, ever put my hands on her. Never. And I put that on my mom and my dead brother that I didn't get a chance to really grieve because she was going through some issues.
Oh,
had to stand up and be a man for her. Mm-hmm. But I've never, ever in my life ever put my hands on her. Now, don't get me wrong. I didn't have to.
Okay, what does she look like, Rob?
She's a pretty girl. She's just got this other little motherfucker that's inside her that just tear up shit.
Is she a Gemini?
Oh, no, man. You wouldn't believe it, man. She's the same sign as me. She's a pretty
Gemini's
girl, though.
Mom? Hold the fuck up.
I just asked questions.
Hit hard.
What's wrong with Gemini?
I dated a Gemini one time, and she was at like 17 bitches, and none of them liked me.
No, man. She, like I said, you know, she could cook. You know, she went to church.
Did she drink? Sip wine, or did she drink?
Like a whale. Well, let me see. Let me see.
Did she drink?
Let me see. She got her Parmesan. She like her drinks. I don't know because I'm not.
Was she a leisure drinker?
I don't know because I'm at work all day. Mom, I'm at work all day.
Pay attention now because we need your comments on this.
I'm trying to find out why we're discussing what's going on in his.
Because he wants to discuss it.
What I was just saying is that basically I came on the show. Man, I'm going on tour. It's just to vindicate myself with her family because, like I said, man, I got some babies, mamas.
You called me, said you wanted to roast this motherfucker.
No, I didn't. You said that, nigga. I said I wanted to tell you that what my challenges have been my greatest, as far as I'm concerned.
What did he say, Fruit?
Not, what did I say, man?
Man, I'm going to wait to say and clear all this shit up. I'm going to draw my conclusion on all this shit once he finally get his point across to the people. Because it's starting to get blurry to me, too.
Well, I don't know. What I'm saying is this. Whatever our challenges were, I'm not the man that I used to be before I met her. Okay? Now, let me tell you something. It ain't always what we look at what's done to us, because when we look at it, we miss the mark before we need to go.
Okay.
I can't be mad and I can't hate somebody for who they are.
Okay.
What I'm saying is I made the best of it that I could, and I just want to tell her family that I'm glad
I
got her
back. I guess my best wasn't good enough.
That's why I'm going back on tour, man, because I be trying to tell y'all shit, and y'all start interrupting me. Listen to me, man.
And that's why I'm wearing black ass suits again.
You from Gardena?
Huh?
You from Gardena?
Yeah. We got suit jackets when we wear suits.
Nigga, man. Anyway, man, I just wanted to vindicate myself.
The topic is, Al, like I said, Al just came here. The topic is, he's butthurt about his breakup.
I'm not butthurt about shit, man. Why you keep saying that, my nigga? Damn, man. I'm telling you, man.
Self-explanatory. Look,
okay.
Hey, man, how much longer is this segment?
Okay, this is what happened, Al. Look, him and his girl ain't together, and he's empowered. He's empowered by the breakup.
I think I have been.
Yeah.
Because
he didn't wear suits when they was together.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
T-shirts and shit-stained drawers and shit. But now they ain't together. This nigga got a brand new suit from the Hollywood Suit Outlet. Brand new car. And do you got a brand new girl yet?
Yeah.
Nigga, that's all you had to say. What she look like?
Can I show you a picture of her?
Please do.
Great chick, man.
I hope she ain't bald-headed like his ass.
Man, let me show her. Let me show her.
No, I want to. Can I show her?
We trying to help the brother.
She's a great chick, man, because God said I shouldn't be alone. It's
now, don't show us no Instagram picture you just found.
No, nigga. Shit, I ain't got to do all that with you. Let me see if I can get her.
What's her name? She got a beautiful name?
Her name is Nerves.
What?
Her name is Nerves.
Nerves.
I'm glad you said that. Let me bring her up.
The fuck kind of name is that? Nerves?
Her name is Nercita, man.
Nercita?
Hey, man, would you stop, man, and let me get on the phone?
Nercita.
Oh, man.
You got your Mexican girl? You done went down to TJ?
No.
Southern girl?
This nigga done human trafficked.
What planet is she from?
Oh, goddamn it.
He done smuggled a bitch from TJ.
She works over here at Cadillac as a trauma nurse.
At the hospital?
Yeah, right over there.
Oh, she got a job?
Nurse, RN.
Man, registered trauma nurse, man. And know that jiu-jitsu karate shit.
What?
So yeah, she'll fuck you up.
Yeah, real quick, man. That's what I'm saying.
Does she drink?
No, not at all, man. She's a nice chick. I'm going to see if
she
I can
She might drink some wine sometime.
She may have been at work all night, man.
You're taking a long time to find a goddamn picture.
Nigga, I'm going to get you to talk to her live. Nigga, I got to play with you, homeboy.
Okay, you going to call her?
If she answers.
Oh, she won't be
honey.
Like,
honey.
Oh, shit, it's
now,
Robert.
Al.
Oh, man.
Cut in on all this shit, oh, Al, goddammit. And I want to hear honey. What you got to say about all this shenanigans, man. Because we're not going to talk about the shit he talking about.
I'm done with it now, man. I'm done with it. I said what I vindicated myself. I don't have no more problem with it. I just told you what I should have did, what a brother told me 8 years ago.
Okay, let's see what Al got to say about a nigga breaking up with his girl and changing his life for the better.
First of all, it smells awfully breathy up here.
That would be me.
I kind of figured
it would be. No, it ain't you, Marvin. I know I've been you for 25 years. You got some help up here. That's three different shades of bad breath. I smelled it when I came in this.
Yeah, man. That
might be Robert Jr.
No, nigga, it ain't my breath, nigga. I don't drink that shit, nigga. You do.
I don't know. It's my partner. You know what my shit's like.
I don't understand why we sitting here on air wasting precious time talking about this man. And
we're trying to help him.
Yeah, man.
Help him do what?
What? Do what? It's just, I just wanted to tell you what I needed to do and I'm done with it. You still
you
trying to clown
did that
nigga.
When
you, that's how the niggas do you in Gardena.
Man, not on air.
Man,
this
shit.
Is precious time, man. This man has an hour of time here.
Right.
Why are we bullshitting talking about what's going on with you and your bro?
Yeah, it's done. It's not my girl. I told you, my woman at work.
What you think about it?
Totally
nigga,
Al, what do you think about his attire?
I mean, that fits him.
Yeah,
I mean,
fresh,
I can't tell a motherfucker. I can be look what I'm wearing.
That's so.
But I look good in this. I can't tell another man. But that's what he. That's him. All I'm saying is some bad breath ass niggas up here.
Yeah.
No, it's only one bad breath ass nigga.
It's the one that's seen him drink them 80 proof.
And
ass
you know who the fuck it is.
That would be me.
It always has
no, been. But I'm saying, Mar, I know Mar's, man. Yeah. This is
a
different...
Yeah, didn't want to clown a nigga.
This is a different Mar type of chittiness. I know Mar.
You ain't got to tell me about Mar.
Oh, I know Mar's bad breath. Hell, I've been smelling that for 25 years. This is some other shit going on up here.
Man. You know what? This is. I'm gonna be honest with you. Let me get this nigga love. This is about the only alcoholic I will always love.
Would you stop putting in my goddamn face, Robert, for the last time?
Okay, man. I heard you. I'm sorry.
Thank you, sir.
I was just trying to give Marv some love. You know, I love you, baby.
Is that Beijing on that nigga lip?
I don't know.
All I better not be no goddamn shoe polish.
Did you see it? He dyed his own goatee. You see that shit?
Go ahead. I just shaved mine off.
Oh, you been kissing a wet cat?
Hey, Marv,
what the
you know there's alley in the back.
My boy Robert done got over his shit.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
He's trying to let you know that no matter what you go through, just stay focused on your goals and initiative, okay? So for you niggas to call yourself players, man, just play on till you play out because once the gig is up, it's up. Okay, at one point in time, you got to be real with yourself.
Right,
got to be.
He was in the illusion that, you know, because he had a thought of change that, you know, Miss Thang or whoever the hell he was with was going to change. Now, I don't know the family members, and personally, I don't really give a fuck about how great they are.
You don't know Larry?
Those are your people, okay?
You don't know Larry?
But the bottom That's line is this, people, okay? Don't think because you change, you can change a motherfucking thing around you or people around you.
Can't.
When you change, you should change the way you view the people around you. Okay? If they're not some type of person that's self-motivated, how could they motivate you? If they're not some type of person that's good with dealing with adversity, no matter all these fucking war stories about what you got, about what you went through and overcame, you can never help them to overcome their own stupidity until they get their own head out of their ass.
If you hang around 9 crackheads, you liable to be the 10th one. So how was your week, Al? Mother's Day just passed.
Wonderful, man, because I don't give a fuck about this shit, man.
None of it, man.
Damn responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker tried to tell you that responsibility, it has something to do with who you are as a person. Man, responsibility is a bitch. It causes people to do stupid shit.
Oh. I'm going to have to agree
with
that.
Nobody ever say responsibility is a big word, do they?
Never. I ain't never heard
multisyllable as you can get, but that's...
Multisyllable is a big-ass word. Did you hear that shit? I ain't never heard that motherfucker.
Responsibility is one of those long-ass words.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's supposed to, you know, have responsibility to prove what they are in life.
So why are you dressed like a Chico stick today?
I dress the way I feel like dressing, Marvin.
Man, that's a nice little sweater you got on there. I like that shit.
Yeah, if you're a kid candy.
But I would expect, you know, there's like one of my kids sitting in a T-shirt and a chains telling daddy his shit is fucked up. When you get my age, you wear shit like this.
Can you eat that shirt?
Can you eat this bullshit you got on?
No, but I'm just saying. No, but how's your week? So what did you do last week, Al?
Marvin.
Besides, go get a Chico looking shirt. But, you know, saying, we want to know, how was your week?
It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So what did you do?
I got here fucking with you asking me these dumb-ass questions.
Yeah, man, stupid shit. Look at this nigga. No, man, I ain't fucking with you no more.
Talking
man.
About what I was gonna do. How you doing?
Yeah, that's what.
I was Six Flags. You ain't told me.
Well, that was 3 weeks ago.
I don't get.
Mother's Day just happened. This was Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah, I understand that.
Happy Mother's Day to all the women out there, the real mothers. Yeah, I lost my mother 2 years ago, and. So I was trying to do something nice for
motherfuckers. It ain't no good. Don't be, you know, cheering for yourself. You know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You got some fucked up ass kids. That mean you have some fucked up parentage.
Yeah, that's okay. Called Motherfuckers Day.
And there's no such thing. There's no such thing as being a single parent. The word parent meaning two.
Pair.
Okay? So if both of y'all ain't raising your kids.
You're fucking up.
Then you're not a fucking parent. You might be a mother. Now, if you're trying to be both, you might not be best what God intended you to be. So, sister, just strive to perfection to have God in your life first and strive to be the best mother you can.
I hate when the women say, he don't need no father. I'm the mama and the daddy.
That's why we got, that's why they sexually confused.
I'll tell you what, I'm
that's why they don't want to know if they want to be a boy or a girl, because my mama did both. And see, nowadays, they mama got a boyfriend or that look like a girl or a girlfriend that look like a boy.
Yeah.
So it's fucking the kids up, and we got to change that by getting back.
We have to change that by goddamn choosing who the fuck we raw dick and nut in.
And being
and black women
examples.
The same goddamn thing to you motherfuckers.
Man, I think some of you motherfuckers out there, mama should have swallowed y'all.
Al got something to say. This sounds important.
When you talk about women getting their tubes tied and shit. I done dated women of every goddamn race, but I ain't never met no woman that ever got her tubes tied but a black woman. I'm sure it's somebody else, but in my experiences, it's only black women
that
get their
tubes
motherfucking tied. So, bitch, you just go tie off the ability to bring life in, but still you gonna let some nigga raw dick you. You could get a disease. You could do anything. You just gonna tie you. You can't produce life. Why would you do something like that?
And that increased their shit talking ability.
The abortion rate is high too.
It's
black
a million
too,
black
but,
babies aborted every fucking year.
For all tits and purpose, like you at first initially said, you as a man got to be very careful on who you ejaculate.
Exactly.
Right. If you start with a polluted, corrupted vessel, and no matter, I mean, human beings are human beings, but mm-hmm. some of us have been so severely damaged in our childhood or in the early growth and development of becoming an adult to where that's like a lot of baggage. So if we're not trying to willing to take on that baggage, man, we need to just pray for people like that.
But some of us try to take
advantage of those with disadvantage, and then when it backfires, we don't like the repercussion of trying to take advantage of
people.
For real,
what about, you know, that individual that got their tubes tied? They know their own abilities. They know their ups and downs. Like, I knew a girl, she had her throat tied because she sucked too much Johnson. She had her esophagus tied in a bow tie in her throat. No, because she couldn't help it. You know what I'm saying? But
I understand that, Bob. But what I'm saying is, at this point,
her throat was tied. She tied her
when
throat.
We talk about our people, when we talk about them, man, there's a million black babies mm-hmm. aborted every fucking year.
And well, how many people of them are swallowed? See, you know, you gotta go with the ratio, the abortion per swallow ratio. And the cap of
okay,
that.
Well, you can do a whole lot of that, man. How much have you jacked off on your hands? That's not what I'm talking about.
I'd have had many socks pregnant.
I'm talking about, goddammit, the mindset.
Mm-hmm. So what must we do about it?
If you don't want to have a kid, that's one thing, but you should take take precaution.
Always.
Not to have it.
Right.
There are times where you got them fucking raw dick, goddamn woman, especially when they're young. It's normally after they period, after they done washed every motherfucking thing out.
He been listening too much R. Kelly music.
It's like you can do this shit discipline, but man, just to meet a bitch in the club or a woman or whatever, you meet somebody in the club and y'all go fucking.
We live
back
in a lawless society,
or fucking
man.
A bathroom and you produce a child. I mean, if everybody
you ever had a morning after pill?
Ask our parents, how did y'all produce us? What did y'all do right before y'all fucked to make us?
That's what the morning after pill is for.
I believe that accountability comes before responsibility because right. most individuals are only responsible of that they hold themselves accountable for.
Now, do you have
nobody want to hold themselves accountable
exactly.
for these homosexual, gay-ass kids, these confused kids. Yeah. Somebody got to be accountable for this. And the thing is, us as adults mosey on about our boring, fucked up individual lives, and we never stop to think that in somehow we have to leave an imprint or some type of, should I say, example to the kids. So both of us have been fucked up examples.
Did you hear? You see, Will Smith's son took his dreadlocks to a party.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't want no girl. He wanted to take his dreads.
Well, that was him, and he's been raised goddamn well enough. He could choose his own plight. All I'm saying, man, it starts before kids get in the world.
He done came to my club.
Men have to start thinking about just goddamn throwing your dick up in a bitch, man, and skeeting shit off in there, and you
that's
know.
That's right.
He done came to my club with them damn, if he done came to my club with them damn dreadlocks, he'd had to buy them dreads two drinks.
I'm serious. We got to stop doing that shit.
This is what I say, man. If you follow,
you don't bring a goddamn child in the world before you realize you hate the bitch you brought her here for.
Now, look.
We can change that.
In a perfect world, that's fine. But how many niggas is doing that?
It's happening all the time.
You ain't checking the resume of the girl you having sex with?
Hey, I was just lucky, man. You know,
and that's
lucky.
About the best you can do.
All I'm saying is you should be careful. Like I say, I don't have no respect for no bitch at all. Even if I'm reckless, what I'm saying about this when it comes to sex, the first time I got ever had a sex with a female and she didn't even ask me whether I was going to put a condom on or not, and I wouldn't even tell the well woman. I'm sure, no.
Wait a minute.
Did you hit it anyway?
Still fucking.
Just sucked my dick.
That was it.
Just suck my dick, yeah.
Don't, baby.
They don't have mouth condoms, Al.
Well, spit kills a lot of shit. I don't know if anybody getting GD or anything by a blowjob.
You can get gonorrhea and syphilis out the throat. And
well,
herpes.
I don't know about that.
Check it out, Al.
All I'm saying, even nigga, you any man is a stupid motherfucker anyway. Nigga, if you putting on a condom, mm-hmm. You can say, well, I don't want to get a bitch pregnant. But if you putting on a condom saying, well, damn, this bitch might have a disease. It might fuck me up. Nigga, you going to take it. This is not a proper bulletproof vest for your dick.
Yeah,
it's a piece of plastic.
Mm-hmm. So what?
And you going to send your dick in the harm's way with this piece of shit on. If it busts, you still got it.
That's a big if.
So you just going to say, fuck it, you going to be one of the last of the bareback bandits.
I put aluminum foil on my dick.
That might work best for you. That's all right, whatever.
Do you hear this nigga?
I'm just saying, we live in a world, man, to where it's dangerous out here. So
it
we
got
to take precautions.
Exactly. That's what I was saying.
He might be helping people. Do you use Reynolds Wrap or that cheap shit from Dollar Tree?
I do Reynolds Wrap or whatever, motherfucker. It's duct tape man. Works.
He said duct tape.
Don't ever want no pussy that bad,
turn you into a stupid
don't
motherfucker.
Don't ever want no pussy that bad, dude.
Wearing a goddamn condom, man, they turn you into a fucking fag. I've never liked coming on myself. And that's what happens when you put a condom on.
But that now you just, hold up, you laughing.
I never thought of it that way. Yeah.
You laughing, but he tell it, look, duct tape, aluminum foil, he talking about safer sex. We're going into the next stage of safe sex.
Exactly.
You can't even get brainwashed. We put aluminum foil on your dick, huh? You can't even get brainwashed.
Just got to watch who you dealing with out here in the world.
Exactly, man.
Period.
And taking time.
Yeah.
And being, I mean. But
they got some shit out here right now, man. We never even heard of.
You give your power away to a bitch automatically.
Now, are you a genius or are you just cheap? Duct tape and aluminum foil at the Dollar Tree by what? you get a roll of aluminum foil, you can fuck 8,000 bitches off of one thing of aluminum foil.
Yeah, but man, you start. You got men have to stop cheapening themselves. Instead of it being a goddamn fucking plus, the goddamn, if you meet a bitch tonight and you got one night stand, that ain't really shit, man.
To me, that's great.
If your shit is cool, nigga, you ought to be able to tell a bitch, if I just met you tonight, bitch, you can't, it's 6 months of bitches ahead of you that I met before you. You can't just jump in line ahead of them and fuck me.
So you want a relationship with them?
I ain't talking about that.
Well, when I was younger, you know, you don't know no better. You fuck destructively. You know, you have unwanted kids at a young age or get STDs.
Right.
But when you come into the knowledge of a man and who you are, you fuck constructively.
Exactly.
Strategically.
You know, like,
you
for instance, okay, it's income tax time. And you broke in the motherfucker.
Yes, amen.
Then you put in work to get some income tax money.
Amen.
You know, you just don't just fucking for just for the fact that it feels good.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
You could go EBT certain parts of the year, but then it's come this time, it's income tax pussy.
Yes. You know, you
keep it real.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Now, and
man,
the best way to save money is to not spend it. Am I right, fellas?
Right. The
best you got to save it, so,
when you've loaded
or invested.
But yeah, like I said before, you know what I'm saying? You got to be the captain of your ship. You just because somebody asked for something, that don't mean you got to give it to them. Am I right?
Thank you. But see, what happened is you got all these old tender dick ass niggas out here who never got no pussy in high school. Now they a grown man. Mm-hmm. They finally kissed ass up the ladder so much that they got a decent income now.
They want
to
spend it all.
So now they want to, you know, hey, baby, can I buy you and your friends some drinks? So then, you know, if pussy good, they going to go back. Now the thing is, she was a slut anyway. You see her going in and out the club, kissing niggas, sitting on niggas' right. lap. You took her home, barebacked her. Okay. It was good, so you went back. 6 months later, you liked it, so you put a ring on
right.
it. She pregnant now, having a retarded-ass kid. Because you find out the bitch was on psych meds and got a history of drug abuse
yeah,
and all this shit.
That.
So
yeah.
now you're mad.
And you didn't ask none of that shit at the
okay?
club.
Okay, you got to do some type of screening, fellas. You can't
That's
just...
That's what I've always
look,
said. You
it's
have
safer
to
get asshole naked
mm-hmm.
and dump in a dumpster diver than it is to be plowing in and out of these
That's
women
right.
out
or, here. Yeah. Or look here. You can always go like the old people say. Hit it, then quit it. I was with this girl one time, and I picked her up. We was in the car, and we got I got asshole naked. And then she going to look at me and go, well, we ain't going to get a room? I said, shit, let the seat back. It's room in this motherfucker. So, you know, it's about what I want to do because I'm the captain of the ship. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So if you know what you're going to do ahead of time, it don't matter. Hit it, then quit it. You gone.
Man,
don't stick
if
around
it's good,
you
you're going back, fellas. See, that's the whole thing.
But
if
you
it's good,
have,
it's, you're going back.
But
and her character might not
yeah,
be
you,
so savory, man.
Yeah.
Like but, Robert, he loved that woman.
I did that.
Okay? And yeah, he did the right thing.
I think he's still
thing.
In love with her right now.
Man, don't say shit like that.
I said that's what I think.
I feel you should think? Judge.
Yeah, you're not going to tell me how I feel.
No, Robert's cool. He can show you that
her.
You can elevate beyond anything.
I'm good
anything.
Not being with yeah. her, man. Like I said, I can't be mad at her, man. I told her, man, well, because of her challenges, made me as great as I am.
Do you yeah. listen to love songs still?
No, man, come on, man. You said bullshit, man.
Nah, yeah. You know, because that's the first thing happened. You think you over a girl, get in the car, love song like a motherfucker. You ain't heard no Tyrese since y'all split up?
Look, man. Look, I told you I'm totally good with not being with her, not in my life, man. You trying to make me...
No, no, I'm just asking a question.
But you keep saying that, and I keep telling you the same thing. Can you hear me? I'm good on her, man. I keep telling him I'm good.
I did my
on.
Best, yeah, but I guess my best.
Good. You keep grinding me about the same chick.
We trying to liberate you.
I don't need you to liberate me. Nigga, I got a car that do that for me.
Well, tell us about Xerxes. What's her name?
Who?
Xerxes, the new girl at the hospital.
Her name is Narcita, man. She's a very, you think I'm
That's a beautiful
brand.
Name.
Her name is Narcita. She's absolutely from the Philippines.
Tell us about Narcita. Let's hear about Narcita.
Okay. I met her through my daughter. My daughter's regional billing officer right here at Kaiser.
What's your daughter's name? Plenty of Fish?
Lanisha.
Uh-huh.
Don't clown my daughter now.
I'm not clowning your daughter. I just wanted her name.
I'm going to move these
and then, what was the first date? The cafeteria at Kaiser?
We had 3 days.
They got some good,
good
food
ass
at
food.
The cafeteria.
You feed a whole family for $3.
She ain't no girlfriend. She's just a female friend that I've not have had, that I haven't had in
She treats you good?
Years. She's a nice lady.
And that's what it's all about. Plus, you get on that Kaiser too, huh?
No, I got my own plan.
He said Affleck. You better get, hey, look, you better get that Kaiser. I tell you that, you better get that Kaiser.
No, man.
You better you got your girl working at Kaiser. You better get on that Kaiser plant.
Hey, man, I just want to say, hey, man, look, you know, you always pray and work. Always pray and work. Whatever it is
for
that
real.
Come your way.
I don't want to see you down at Hubert Humphrey.
You neither. I don't want to see you there neither.
You ain't got no health plan. You be down at Hubert Humphrey.
Oh, I wanted to say one other thing. Hey, man, I'm not bipolar, man. Well, I wasn't before I met her. So if I am, man, there's a good reason for it.
Who
man.
Said
that's
an
adverse
that's
effect.
That's what my girl used to say. She used to tell me, you're just bipolar.
What Rashida say?
I said, well, fuck.
We want to know what Rashida say.
Now, this is a real topic that we wanted you to discuss, man. It just dawned on me about abuse. A lot of men go through abuse, too. Like,
as well.
Like psychological. psychological abuse, you know, sexual abuse, holding out on pussy, all kind of different forms of abuse. It's not just a physical.
He was abused?
In so many senses. Hey, man, let me say.
At one point, the abuser or the abusee becomes abuser.
Well, hey, look, I stand corrected, Robert. I didn't know you had suffered abuse. What kind of abuse did you suffer, Robert?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, man.
And I'm going to tell you, man, because, like I said, I'm not the violent one, and I'm going to be honest with you guys. And you guys will, if you, you will know abuse because it has signs.
Talk to me, Robert.
I'm here for you. First time she ever hit me, man.
What?
Oh, yeah, man. She hit me with a broom handle, man. Look, man, that's
bruises?
Yeah. Oh, man, she stopped the shit out of me. Now, this is a defensive wound from her, and I didn't see it. I just heard the wind cut, and I said, man, we in the room.
That's you trying to defend yourself.
Yeah, I put my hand up, and she, man, she slapped the shit out of me right there. That's the first time she hit me.
Did you call the police and press charges?
She turned to the nurse, Betty. She wasn't the person that hit me.
His pride and ego got in the way.
She wrapped me up, and it was done. And then maybe
did she say this?
Thing he could have done.
Al, look, did she say this? Because I watched Snapped a lot. No, look, man, did she go, look, I'm sorry, Robert. It'll never happen again.
Listen, we're talking about abuse, so let's be serious.
Yeah, I'm serious.
You know, people can get killed with abuse, and abuse comes from, brings all kind of the motherfucking shit.
What else kind of abuse did you do?
Well, man, I was sitting on the couch, and this was maybe a Saturday, man. Uh-huh. I was just sitting there, man. And out of nowhere, man, this fist came and split my lip.
What
she socked me right in my fucking mouth, man. Boom!
And it was in the morning?
It was about maybe 9 o'clock, because I'm up early.
What the fuck?
And she went out the house, because she thought I was going to call the police. Man, I don't call the police, man.
Your shit was just bleeding?
You damn
fool. Man, she split my lip, man, and I never put my hands on her. I swear to God, man. Let me tell you guys about abuse and the signs that you need to look at, because somebody can get killed.
What kind of signs? In hindsight,
you'll see isolation. They'll isolate you right away.
Suck me in my motherfucking mouth, and then we go talk about abuse differently.
I'm calling the police and get a record on her motherfucking ass.
So let me talk.
The next
Listen, the signs you'll see immediately is that they isolate you from people that they don't want to know,
like other women,
what's really going on?
Family members, anything.
They don't want. I hadn't seen family. I haven't seen Edie's family in about 4 years and shit. Like I said, man, she got some good people, man. They even motivated me to get a house.
And she isolated you from
these jokes, but I hadn't seen them, and I didn't have time because I didn't have a car and I had to work. Because
you had to work, you send your ass to work.
I didn't have time. So, but I want to say this, you guys. Well, you haven't seen me because I've been trying to take care of her. And working every day, and that's why I'm good
she
as
must
I
have
am.
Some, she must have had some fire ass pussy.
No, man, look, it was beyond that. I was motivated to be great in a relationship that I'd never had with a woman. That's where I was at with her.
Was it fire?
Man, come on, man.
No,
Oh man, we had a great time, and that I ain't got no sense in that, man.
Till she got that goddamn Parmesan. That was that demon that changed her from
they whooped my ass up in that house,
Edith,
home,
into
but
evil.
You know what? You know what? I always told, and I'm gonna tell you this now. And you remember this when I told you this? I said always watch what you say and watch what you do to people. Now I'm gonna thank God.
Would
that
you
I was,
please stop doing this. Your goddamn finger?
That's probably why she hit you with that damn motherfucking stick. Because you was pointing your fingers and shit.
Well, what I'm... Well, you point your finger at me?
I learned it from you, all right?
Well, okay, well no, you didn't, nigga. I did that shit on stage. But anyway, like I was saying, man, you know, and if you see it and you sense it, break away from it, because you will be trapped. You know, there was... I had windows where it shit. It ain't the first time she kicked me out the goddamn house.
If a woman ever think about... if she dream about whooping my ass, she better wake up, call
me,
and apologize.
No, what I'm saying is, look, man, what I'm saying is you don't never want to be physical... It hurt anyone. No one deserves to be hit. Under
if anybody
any
out there is in an abusive relationship,
what I'm
if there's
is,
any guys out there being abused in any form by that girl, please call the abuse hotline at
323-293-3375. So we can beat your ass,
too. Marv just over here clowning.
Man.
But I'm here to tell you, man.
I've been in that situation
remember
before.
The guy that was in that TV,
shit.
That police show?
I called the police on a bitch fast and a motherfucker. Come get this crazy
remember
ass
that guy was in that police show that shot his wife? They stayed right over here.
Come get her, goddammit.
Brother, you know what they said that the girl said?
What?
She said something that made him shoot her.
Yeah.
Because they were abusive.
Yeah, because he was arguing with her.
Words can kill. You have to look at the signs.
How much shit can a woman say if she got a dick down her throat?
Oh, come on, man.
Thank you.
You get the
I'm telling you.
You should be able to get your ass out the house.
Look,
see,
I learned an early lesson about women being irritable. Right.
Because sometimes, see, when you in their face, you had a rough day, they had a rough day. You know, you go been going back and forth for a while, for months, it's been kind of fucked up. The thing is this. When you know a sign that she don't want to be bothered, she talking shit, the first thing you should do and what I used to do is, look, baby, I'm finna go around the corner to the store.
Liquor store.
To get a beer. Do you want something back? Now, whether she told me she wanted something back, that was a cool way
to get
for distract her and get the fuck on. Right. Now, sometime I wouldn't come back the next day or maybe a the next motherfucking week.
Yeah.
Now, if she asked me for something from the store and I was going a week, I still came back with the shit she wanted.
A hot-ass beer.
My thing was this. There's no way that me and you can discuss anything when you are angry. Any question you ask me, I'm going to automatically be wrong or a liar.
Right.
So I'm going to get away from you and leave you by yourself till you find yourself and wonder why you by yourself.
Be the captain of the ship. We about to go to commercial. We'll be right back, and we're going to pray for Robert Jr., and we want to thank him for being able to come out of this abusive relationship and be a better man and with a better plan and a young, sweet woman with a job and no kind of hang-ups or abuse.
Man, and don't like be a trick. Like just shake a bitch. You ain't got to stick around and prove your love and get a
right,
bruise and shit to prove your love.
So
I love you no matter what you're doing. No, you can't treat me like shit. I'm still going to love you.
Because that pussy fire. We're going to come back after this commercial.
It's bullshit.
And we got a rapper. We got a famous rapper. I just met him.
The red light.
And the boy fire. So he going to come back.
Michael Marner the beeping.
Hot Shiggity's coming back when he come back.
Peace, y'all.
Trap.
Hell yeah, we back. To the lounge. We done got rid of Robert Jr. And he's been abused and shit. And hopefully he going to rehab or some shit, wherever motherfuckers go after they got their ass kicked by their woman.
Mm-hmm.
So we back at the lounge, and we got a special guest. This man right here is one of the coldest rappers I heard.
Freezing.
Yeah, he cold. His name is Hot Shiggity.
It's Hot Shiggity, baby. You already know.
So do you do? Because I noticed.
It's breathy in here, though.
Hot Shiggity. Can I call you Hot Shiggity or just Hot?
No, Hot Shiggity. It's Hot Shiggity, baby. The whole thing. You got to say it's Hot Shiggity, baby. You can't just play me on just Hot Shiggity. It's Hot Shiggity, baby.
Okay.
And you can add your little flavor
runs
to that.
Runs and shit.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to ask you is, like, because I noticed you just put the rap with the singing in your name.
I put that in there like swimwear.
So
yeah, I've been up in there. Yeah, you already know.
Like fire.
Burning. Sizzling.
You do, look.
So you already know.
This is what I've heard because I read your bio and everything.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, you already know.
So what I heard is that you all independent.
Independent. It's me only. It's what I do. Peep me on the SoundCloud. Hot Shiggity. It's Hot Shiggity.
So that's how you have a regular fucking conversation. Everything you do is how you rap. Is that how you rap or that's how you talk?
Bars?
Okay.
Keep it real, huh?
Yeah.
This nigga's real simple with it.
You know what I mean?
So where you from and how long you been in the music game?
I've been in here for 3 months. But you know, I came from the game. I came from Boston, you know. Mm-hmm. Mean Street.
They got niggas in Boston now?
Yeah. They didn't believe me until they saw the New Edition movie.
Oh.
Okay. No. Yeah. We more than just Mark Wahlberg and Ben Affleck and them. You know, you already know. Bars. Yeah.
So you mix a little rap with the New Edition background for you grew up around the area?
Yeah. OP, what up?
Where's that?
You know what I mean? OP Roxbury. Orchard Park.
That's where them niggas is from?
Yeah.
That's an upscale, then.
No.
It's not at all.
I mean, it's turning into that.
So you rap about the stuff that happened as you was growing up?
I talk about stuff that's happening right now.
That's cool. Do you rap about throwing money away or do you talk about saving it?
You know, once I put it in the savings account, I put all that out after that. You already know.
That's cool.
You know. You know.
Okay, because Farouk got bars, too.
I got this nigga Robert. See, talk about abuse, people.
Uh-huh.
I've been having this nigga Robert shouting at me like I was a lady who abused him. And Robert, you still my boy. I love you. The people got your point.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got this nigga jumping around in my goddamn face now.
Put my finger in your face, baby. Yeah.
This shit is you, crazy. You got bars, nigga. You made up. You made up some shit right
now. I put my finger in your face.
Are you talking about Zanny bars?
What kind of bars y'all be fucking with in Boston?
Bars? Yo, get at me. Give me a topic. Come on, any topic. Come on, throw me a word.
Talk about niggas getting abused by their girls.
Abused by their girls. They got those new curls. Bars. You already know. You already know.
That was garbage.
Yeah. So I'm telling you.
What do you do for your day job?
That's what I do all day. All day. All day, shit, every boy. Day.
You
I got
get
bars.
You night job then really working because that shit ain't going to fly.
Now, I read your bio. It said, you had
You trying to do this? Like, come on. We can put it on wax right now. Let's do it. Let's go.
Hold up. Now, I read your bio and it said you had some upcoming tours. And you've been,
I'm all over.
So tell us some of the places you performed at.
Yeah. You already know. You catch me on the dash, throwing up the cash. All up on that.
Wait.
You already know, edited version. Toshigity, baby.
Did you say the dash?
Yeah, the
motherfucking bus?
He's a comedian, right?
No, the nigga rapper.
I got bars, obviously.
They told me.
With you didn't hear this the whole time? You know what I mean?
You ain't did no in clubs?
I mean, I take it step by step, but I see an audience, I just. I bring it straight up.
So you've been performing is on buses.
Yeah.
Buses?
Yeah. Was 105. Catch me everywhere.
Nigga, when you was hollering numbers out, I thought them was penal codes. Nigga, them was fucking bus numbers.
You know the bus line.
This kid is hilarious.
This nigga told me 187. Nigga, you talking about you was on your way somewhere, nigga, when you was saying that shit?
I'm on the move. Bars.
Bars. This nigga was getting off the bus in front of bars. That's what the fuck he talking about.
Bars, is you going inside of a bar to get you a drink or what? Candy bars, bars as far as jail. What do you mean by bars?
You keep saying find me on the bars. Dash, throwing out that cash. Bars. You like that?
That's some bullshit. No.
Give me some shit on gushers.
On what?
Gushers.
What the fuck is that?
Women, gushers.
Gushers. Squirters?
Yeah, gushers.
I make it squirt.
Ain't that a bitch?
Give me 2 minutes, I make it hurt. Go berserk. Up in that skirt.
Yeah!
You're welcome, baby.
Nigga, that was kind of tight,
out there, make some noise. Make some noise. I hear you. I find you on the dash.
How shiggity?
All up in that. You already know. Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question. You know,
you got to put some respect on my name. It's Hot Shiggity Baby. Who?
I can't do it. Can you do it? Say the nigga name.
Come on.
Say his name.
Hell, say it.
Smooth it out.
Call this nigga Pooty Tang.
Pooty Tang.
He said his name is
Pooty Tang. I make that booty scream. You already
this
know.
This nigga said his name is
that booty be like, yeah!
Hot Shiggity Baby.
Yeah.
I can't do it. That's your last name?
You already know, baby. Yeah.
Wait. Uh-huh. When this nigga said Gusher, this is a question for you.
Gusher. I be that pussy pusher. Yeah. Bars. Get at me.
Do you know Gushers is the old
don't
slave
try to slap
term?
Me.
Shiggity.
Because I'll hit you back.
This nigga on his own.
Smiggity smack. You already know.
Hot Shiggity.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. I finished it for you.
One question, Ash.
Two questions.
Can I call
get
you Ash?
Me. Yeah.
I thought he wasn't going to let me
call. Iggity, baby. Hey, yeah. You already know, baby.
This motherfucker.
Yeah.
What I wanted to say, you want some more what?
The mic smelling like trash. Mic smelling like trash.
That's Murr's breath, and it smells like ass.
Yeah. He can find me on the bus.
No, I'm just playing.
Find me on the bus. Picture us cruising, moving.
Okay, wait.
Bars. Yeah.
Zanny bars. That's what the fuck.
You already know.
Anyway,
you wet.
I've been
clap.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, we over here.
Okay. I see you.
No, we
got 2 minutes and we ain't gonna be dealing with your
two
shit.
2 minutes.
Two
be up in it. I hit it.
The rap part is over with.
Get it. Get it. Boss,
kill it.
On the
kill
map.
It, sir.
Shiggity.
Bro.
Shiggity,
yeah.
Nigga.
Yeah.
Cut it.
Did you sneak a nigga in there just now?
I had to.
You had to sneak
I had to get your attention.
Okay.
Whew, Lord. So this the question for you.
Bars.
PCP.
Get at me. Get at me.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay. Sit down. Be humble. But this is what I'm saying.
You already know. Kendrick, what up?
Have you performed with anybody famous as far as rapping on the goddamn
listen,
dance?
All I see is me. All I see is 203 up in the DASH.
Now, when you said 203, nigga, that's another bus line?
Nah, I thought it was gonna rhyme. It didn't come out the way. I gotta write it out, but it's a work.
Green Eye 2000.
But you might see the progress. Check me out on SoundCloud. Get at me.
Okay, well, I love your enthusiasm. I don't wanna stop your career, but I think I have been bullshitted with the talent here because I really thought he looked bullshit. Like a rapper and shit Cow and everything. Shit. The goddamn dash L. Bus.
You already know. You can find me. 105-210 dash.
All right, so we're gonna wrap this up. Thanks for coming to the lounge.
Dashiggity, baby.
Dash.
You already know.
All right, thank y'all for coming out to the lounge. We'll be back next Tuesday from 7 to 8. Tune in to Morris Media Live 7 to 8. Give us a call 323-293-3375. We'll see you next Tuesday on the Mad Marv.
Peace to the world.
This is the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. Trap comedy at its finest. Where if you can't slang yourself, you might as well hang yourself. This is also where you can turn yourself into dope and you become the real man. Whoa, yeah.